Hello, this is a withered rose talking to you from Gaza. Gaza, that is under Israeli genocide since the 7th of October 2023. And the genocide that all the Western governments did not move a finger to end it, or at least to impose a full arms embargo on Israel to prevent the bloodshedding of Palestinian citizens, Palestinian unarmed civilians. Actually, what is going on in Gaza, or what happened and what is going to happen, are like beyond horrific. When we talk about the Israeli plans to separate the north from Gaza City, I mean Jabalia and other cities in the north from the Gaza City, this is really dangerous. It means a literal ethnic cleansing. It means extermination. When we talk about if 70% of the death toll in Gaza are from women and children, when we talk about more than 17,000 of children have been killed by Israel and Gaza, when we talk about more than 90% of the Palestinians in Gaza are facing food insecurity, when we talk about more than 50,000 martyrs or Palestinians have been killed by Israel since the beginning of the genocide, and this number is registered in the Ministry of Health. However, other recent reports indicate that the toll may increase to 100 or more, 100,000 and more. When we talk about starving, more than 2 million Palestinians being starved to death, in front of their children are being starved to death in front of their family's eyes without doing anything. When you see your family members are being killed in front of your eyes and you are incapable to do anything because of the what is going on in these days, Israel occupation, prevent the rescue crews from rescuing the Palestinian wounded under the rubble after destroying the several residential blocks in the north of Gaza and everywhere in Gaza. And when you see that Israel occupation target journalists, it means that journalism is not safe in Gaza. To be a journalist means to be a target for Israel, as you are showing the truth that Israel and its allies and the mainstream media in the West prefer not to show and prefer to hide. So you are a target. Once you want to show the truth, you are a target for Israel. When you see all the governments in the West, especially the UK government, provide Israel with weapons, when you see America United States gives the Israel occupation the green light to commit more crimes by flooding weapons to the entity, to the Israel occupation. When we talk about the people are being displaced from their houses by force by Israel, when we see men are being detained and killed, when we see schools and hospitals are being targeted, when we see houses and residential blocks are being targeted and are bombed on the on its owners, on the head of its owners, when we talk about you are unable to feed your family members, you don't have anything to make your family members survive and just to wait their death, whether by starvation and dehydration or by Israeli killing machine. This is really beyond horrific. The genocide is beyond horrific. It must be end. It must be ended, sorry. It must be ended. We are living under a nightmare that we don't know whether when this come to an end or not. We are living under fear of losing our beloved ones. the entire of our beloved ones. It is really insane and inhumane, all these crimes. And for people who talk about or say that these crimes, the Israeli occupation, the crimes against Palestinians in Gaza, came as a result of what happened in the 7th of October 2023, so this is fake. It means that he is a pro-Zionist, because all these crimes, this genocide, and including the crimes of extermination, the killing, mass graves, the mass murder, the starving people, and ethnic cleansing, these happened even before the 7th of October. So the matter is about extermination. Israeli occupation wants to exterminate the Palestinians of Gaza, wants to exterminate Gaza even, wants to blur the Palestinian identity. When we talk about men are being tortured to death in the Israeli concentration camps, the torturing camps that just like the Guantanamo, so we are under we're living in a horrific world, as nobody have demanded Israel to stop this crime that Israel committing against the Palestinian detainees. And what is really insane, that the whole world demand to release the Israeli hostages, but they do not talk anything about the Palestinian detainees in Israeli concentration camps, especially those in the prison, that the Palestinians, especially whom from Gaza, are facing the most horrific crimes ever. We are living under a very cruel and inhumane occupation. We know about the demonstrations that are being held in the Western countries, and we are so gratitude to those people. But this is not enough. This is not enough. We need the governments itself, in every country, to move, to demand Israel to stop its crimes. We need the international law to be implemented. We need the International Court of Justice and International Criminal Court to implement their duties. To do their duties to prevent Palestinians from being exterminated and to prevent the lives of the Palestinian children. The Palestinian children who lost their right to education, to live a normal life just like any other child in this world. This is what I wanted to share with you. Thank you so much. Free Palestine.